first, you can listen to a song just to ground yourself in what you're about to hear. And then we'll turn maybe to Lynette to talk a little bit about the origins of this group and how they came together. I'm going to try to get a couple pictures and quickly put them up on our Facebook page, because you need to know that everybody is in traditional dress today, and I want to be sure you get a chance to see them. But first, you're going to hear them, the Balkan Babes. There you've got the Balkan Babes. And Kathy, I'm going to hand this to you because we need these mics to pick up your voices. I would just like everybody to meet you, meet everybody here. And I'm going to start with you.
Okay. My name is Kathy Marin Wood. I'm originally from Michigan, but I've lived in Pittsburgh for a long, long time. I live in Shaler Township. And a shout out to everyone in Shaler. Today is homecoming. Beautiful day for the parade and the game. And good luck to everyone who's there.
And I saw Shaler has this big tool sale. Is that today? I think it's today.
I don't know. But maybe.
But there's a tool lending library that is getting rid of all of its tools at just to, I guess, get rid of them, so to speak.
Yeah. I should also say I'm one of the original Balkan Babes, and I got an interest through dance, folk dance.
I'll pass the mic. My name is Irene Fink, and I've been singing with the group in the neighborhood of 25 years or so. And again, I also started folk dancing and then joined in singing. I live in the Greenfield area, and I've been there, even longer.
Probably. Irene, we can hear the tinkle of the coins.
Oh, dear.
And it's good. And can you describe your clothing a bit to people who can't see it? I mean, I did put a picture up, but the dresses are just incredible.
These are Shope costumes from Bulgaria. Is it what part of Bulgaria?
Yeah.
Shope area. And these are our coins, and they usually signify the wealth that the person has, the woman has, who's wearing them. And our hats, of course, have the coins on as well.
They're really beautiful. They must be heavy. Are they heavy to wear?
They're wool,
yeah.
So they're warm, and especially in the summer.
I would think so. But just great. And we'll have some better photos up eventually, too, but I took a few quick snapshots. Anything else you wanted to add?
And we also have the shift,
chemise?
Is this called? Chemise underneath, and it's a little bit lighter.
Yeah, it's incredible to see. It's like being at a folk festival today. After all, that's what we are. Let's see who's next.
Hi, I'm Jo Schlesinger. I live in Edgewood, and I've been around almost since the beginning. And I also started as a dancer and then came into the music. And if that last tune made you want to dance, it's because these tunes are made for dancing. So we may be bouncing around a bit while we sing. And I'd like my sister, Deb Knox, is usually with the group. She wasn't able to be here, so a shout out to her and to her partner, Mark, whose birthday it is today.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Happy birthday, Mark.
And hello to Deb. We miss you.
Hi, I'm Carol Henley, and I joined the group maybe also about 25 years ago. Actually, I was, of all the singers here, I'm the newest one, but I'm also in age the oldest one. And I had been in a group in Princeton, New Jersey, and I was also a folk dancer there, so that's where I got interested in the music.
Terrific. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
And we've got one, well, Lynette's a babe, too, even though she's part of the orchestra.
Yes, of course.
But we have a chorus.
She was the original babe.
The original babe.
Hi, I'm Leslie Clark, and I live in the Regent Square area of Pittsburgh, and I grew up in New Hampshire. And when I started singing this kind of music, it was when I was still in the Boston area. And I've been in the group almost since the beginning and also dance, but not as much as our dancers.
Good to know. And now Lynette, and I distinguish Lynette because she is playing accordion today as well as singing. I've known you for so long, my saying, tell me about yourself, seems strange, but tell me about yourself. How did this group come to be?
Okay, so I'm Lynette Garland and a founding member. And this group originated 30 years ago because a partner in crime of mine, who's no longer with us, wanted to sing this music that we learned going to the Balkan music and dance camps. And we got a bunch of people together, and we taught them a bunch of tunes that we knew. And it was basically having fun singing, having tea and chocolate, and talking and laughing. And it really started out that way. And then people heard us, and they said, hey, do you think you could come sing for this event? And before we knew it, we were a performing group, performing all over Allegheny County. We've, performed at all the major festivals. We were one of the first night, the first night, performers, and also, whatever. We've been all over. And
yeah.
We've been in Canada. We've been around for all these years.
So. The Balkan Babes, one of its first performances on SLB was in 1981, we were trying to date that. Mm-hmm. And there may have been a performance or two before that, too. It's been a long time.
I think
time.
So, but I think the one in 2001 really stands out because there was I think, just right after the new year, and it was in January.
And it was snowy.
There was a terrible snowstorm. Terrible. And the sound engineer didn't make it in.
I remember this quite well.
Five of us made it in, and we were here. It's like, okay, it was
the show must go on.
The show must go on, yeah.
Well, you know, we wouldn't be here were it not for that show, because that was, you know, we used to do remotes from everywhere, and that was a remote we decided to do from the Children's Museum. And the remote, despite the snow, was so much fun and went well. That was the seed that led to actually building a studio here, because we started to think this would be a much easier way to welcome families and people. Not that we minded going out and doing remotes from Phipps and the Zoo and Three Rivers Stadium and all these other locations, but we thought, why don't we build a gathering space? And it was that remote that led to all of that.
Larry, it's so nice to hear that we really helped you.
You did, very much.
In that.
What was the song you opened up with, by
the
way?
That was Niška Banja. It's from Serbia, and it is a dance tune, but it's how everybody's having a nice time dancing and having a party. And also in that, we count to 10 in Serbian.
Ah.
And back again. The last verse was counting to 10 in Serbian.
I liked it. We're going to meet three additional musicians and then get right back to the music. The Balkan Babes are here. We do have two bubs among the babes.
Hello, I'm Jim Rimbaugh. I play clarinet, and occasionally we'll use other instruments like Macedonian tumbura or Bulgarian kaval and gaita.
I hope I use the right term, bub. Is that?
Well, you coined that term.
Okay. Oh, then I did. I was talking to Kathy about memory before. I do remember that. Yes, we realized we needed, you know, we can't call you a babe. I mean, we could. But
well, you came up with that.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure when I started in the group, maybe 25. Yeah, I think I might be the newest member. Of course, we all started when we were 12.
And then we have a fiddle player here, or a violinist.
Hi, my name's Fonda Hollenbaugh, and so I learned classical violin and piano starting when I was young, and then joined international folk dancing as a participant when I was in college. So I knew the tunes, and I knew how to play an instrument, but I'm a relatively new addition to the group. I don't sing, so when I joined, they were uncertain what to call me because I'm not exactly a bub, but I wasn't one of the singing babes either, so they made me an honorary babe, and here I am.
I think that's good. I think we should all be whatever whatever vowel we want between the two B's. Although some are better than others as I run through the possibilities in my head. That may be another word game for another day. Now we have a percussionist.
Hi, I'm bub number two, I guess, depending on how you count. I'm the drummer of the group, Jeff Sen. I live in the Fox Chapel area now. I used to live in Squirrel Hill probably when we were last here. I came to this. I also play Turkish and Middle Eastern percussion, and it shares some similarities a little bit with the Balkan percussion in the odd rhythms that are used for the dance and you'll hear some of those limping odd rhythms in the music.
Yeah, they really show in a nice way. It makes you want to move. You sort of get in front of the beat a little bit, and it's exciting. Thanks, Jeff. And before we get to the next of lots of music from the Balkan Babes and the Bubs, on October 18th, which is a Wednesday at the Pitt Student Union, there is something called Artful Wednesday. And at 12 noon at the Pitt Student Union, which is right across from the cathedral nearby, they'll be performing. So you can get a chance to see them in the garb that we tried to describe and maybe dance along to. Let's turn it back to Lynette now and company for some more music from the Balkan Babes. Lots of folks are texting just to say how much joy they're getting as they listen to you, and thank you. I'm trying to respond to those. If you want to text, texting's actually best at this time because it would be hard to answer a phone call, but 412-200-5975. In the interest of culture, I'm going to suggest that we go to the next song, and then I'll pass the microphone over and we can talk about the last two that you played, because I want to be sure the songs are identified also, but I, because we have so many people, I want to be sure that you're together. These songs all make you feel like you want to dance, and also I'm making up my own words in my head as to what the songs are about. Why not? You know, why not? Could be anything. Making a pizza, da 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 da. You know, why not? Here again, the Balkan Babes.
Yeah.
What a great tune. Again, thank you. We're working. Maybe that mic can live on your stand, Lynette, on your music stand, maybe, after we put it in front of your mouth. So I don't want to make it sound like I'm making light of these authentic cultural treasures, but I am like making up my own translations as I listen.
I'd like to hear that.
And so this one was Hide the Piano, Hide the Dobro,
okay.
Eat Some Gumbo was the chorus.
You know,
for me.
I mean, that works for me.
What?
But Ida Yano.
Yeah, that was Hide the Piano.
Yano is actually Jana. It's really a name. And this is from Serbia, and it's Come Jana and Dance the Kolo, which Kolo is a dance. It's a line dance.
So it's like Come Here, Jana, Dance the Kolo?
Yeah, and then there's things in it like sell the house, only dance, you know.
Oh, that's kind of like getting rid of the the piano.
Yeah, exactly. So you got the gist of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if you live in a piano, you're selling the house.
And for those musicians out there, I mean, it's interesting that this is Balkan rhythms, they're not always 2-4 and 4-4. This is in 7-8. So I don't know if you noticed that.
I didn't, but normally I did know. I liked the way Jeff, I guess there were probably eighth notes at the beginning with your fingers at the start of that song. I noticed that right away.
Yeah. So it is a dance tune commonly. I think there is an actual choreographed dance to this, yeah. But also it's called, there's a Les Noto. Everybody does that in Pittsburgh, who does folk dancing, wherever you go. Like,
yeah.
If you went to any of the clubs, the Serbian club, the Croatian club, or whatever, they would always see that dance.
Interesting. These
isn't it Sell the Horse and Sell the House?
Maybe it's Sell the Horse, yeah, and Sell the House.
So it could be piano. Who knows?
Piano, sell the process. Piano. I mean, whatever.
Sell the Horse.
Right.
Let's dance. Right. I like it. Now, the one beforehand, what was that song about?
That's from Bosnia, Servan Fesic. I want to dedicate that to Deb, who isn't here today, because she always likes to talk about this one. This girl is talking about her boyfriend, and he wears a red fez. You know what a red fez is? It's a red hat, a kind of a box light hat. And she's just so in love with this guy, and talks about how he has lips like honey.
Aww.
And you hear a lot of oh mama, mamo is mama. Oh mama, you know, he wants to kiss me, which of course is, you know, in those days, kissing was really not like it is today,
yes.
Right?
not to mention the red fez.
There's
a lot
red
of scandalous.
Fez and the honeyed lips.
I want to know why Deb liked Joe. Do you know why? why Deb likes this so much?
Yeah, she would always say, "Oh, mama."
These what's nice is these really are songs of the people. You can relate to them. They're very down to earth. Is that true of most of the music? Certainly music from the countries you're singing from is not that monolithic. It's probably you've chosen songs, folk songs, that very much reflect the human condition. How do you figure out what you're going to sing?
How do we figure out what we're going to sing? Well, it just the songs that we've learned and because we've liked them. And we've also learned a lot of songs from professional, ethnic instructors. So,
They're just beautiful. I was also curious, some of you mentioned singing in other cities. Are there groups, certainly not exactly like the Balkan Babes, but are there other groups presenting this kind of music in other cities?
Well, there are, and it's usually a Balkan band. We would have some two or three singers. There are some choruses. I think there's one in New York.
There's one out west. I want to say Utah or Arizona.
Yeah, there are some around, like us that would have more than a couple of singers.
Just think the Pittsburgh area is really lucky to have people enthusiastic about creating this kind of music and passing the torch and keeping it going. I hope there's some younger folks that are showing interest too in getting involved. I hope so, because it's important just to keep heritage going. Again, you can see the Balkan Babes at Artful Wednesday, October 18th at noon at the Pitt Student Union. What would you like to do next? Well, or you might want to recite. By younger, I didn't mean.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yes,
you did.
I was just thinking how accessible and universal this could all be. I'm going to go stand in the corridor next to the horse.
And the piano.
Well, we're gonna do an a cappella number because Ooh. Not all our numbers are with the band.
Certainly. Many a cappella numbers don't have musical accompaniment, I've noticed.
Well, no, that's because they're a cappella.
I know. I was just giving you a little time to regroup.
Yeah. And this is from Bulgaria, and it's about Petrunka, who she's the best dancer in the village.
So we've had Bosnia, Serbia, and now Bulgaria represented. Yeah.
And so Petrunka goes to a dance, and of course she's very proud of her dancing, and there's some boy who cuts into the line. Now, when you're line dancing, you're supposed to go to the end of the line.
I bet it's red
Common
fez
courtesy. Guy. You don't cut into the middle of the line. Of course, everybody does it because, oh, that's my friend. I want to dance next to them, right? But he cuts into the line, and he steps all over her feet and gets her slippers dirty.
Oh no.
And she's very unhappy.
Okay. It probably isn't a red fez guy. I think he's too he's too debonair to do that. Thank you. That's perfect.
Se yo di me yo bido me nigde yoro mori ne nado nigde yoro ne nado me bashe se la mori do trio bashe se la do trio la pava yoro mori petrunki pava yoro petrunki no petrun chi se mori yoro va petrun chi sa yoro vodi yo stoli de mori ludoma Yo stoli de ludo mado, ne se fa na mori na sreda, ne se fa na na sreda ta, ne se fa na mori na ta ne, ne se fa na na ta ne, so ya ta ne so mori do petrum, na ta ne so do petrum, ka speci kosi mori ki karo, speci kosi ki karo, ni sno se si mori cek lika, sno se si cek lika ya.
Just beautiful. The Balkan Babes here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we'll go to another song. It is fun to know about them before you sing them, I guess, so we know what we're listening for. And we can either use the microphone that's standing up there or that. Either is fine. I hate to make you do the work. Another a cappella number.
No.
No, it's called Acavel e Verca.
Oh, I heard Acavel.
And
that's a good demonstration of why the microphones are so important.
This one also is from Serbia. It's a Roman from the Romani groups. Well, here comes Verka. She's a very chaste girl. But the boatman sort of tricked her with some red slippers, and so now we're not really quite sure.
So the slippers from the last song that were stepped on could have been dyed red.
Something to do with the piano, I think. But
this continuity isn't really needed.
The interesting thing about this song is that traditionally when it's done is the band would play this and they'd make up verses. So they might make up a verse about you.
One according or
yeah, we didn't really do our research to do that. So
no.
Sorry.
No, I it would be well I don't it's one of those cases where a language that is not your language, you just hear things you don't understand, and then out of nowhere you recognize your own name, and then you hear a word that you don't understand, and you wonder. I was in Czechoslovakia years ago feeling very lonely because there wasn't much English there, and so I met some people, and anyway, I was listening to a radio, and I heard Jaromir Jagr, and I said, they're talking about hockey, and I knew.
I also want to mention that this song is in 9, so listen for that.
In 9/16 or 9/8 Wow. Yeah. Unusual, so we'll listen. And I was counting my 9s, and that's such an interesting tempo, and it really keeps you moving along. And Jeff, I enjoyed hearing the beats on that going through in 9/8. The Balkan Babes are who you're listening to right now, and I hope you feel, as do I, how fortunate it is to have folks who are presenting this kind of music, and I'm quite proud that we're able to carry it over the radio so that you can hear it. I promise you, I'm not going into a support public broadcasting, but a lot of folks would say, I don't think we're going to sell Coca-Cola ads to the Balkan Babes, no offense, but this is not... I'm so happy we are able to make the choice and present music like this to people without an advertiser in the middle of us deciding that, this isn't mainstream enough. I think that people listening are probably enjoying this far more than people would think. if that makes sense, just because of its authenticity. And it's pretty infectious as we listen. So I'm curious, first, do you get out and perform? We mentioned the Pitt Student Union show on October 18th. It's got to be hard to get a group of 10 together frequently, but how do you practice, for one, rehearse, and do you get out to perform much?
Well, you know, it is hard to get together 10 people. So in during the pandemic, everybody wasn't busy, but now that we're back, everybody's really busy again. So we just have to figure out a date that works for everybody, and mostly we can. And we're not performing, you know, as much as we used to be because of when the pandemic, everything got shut down. And also, everybody's busy doing other things as well, so.
Yeah, there's a little bit of what would seem to be a somewhat permanent shift in the way that goes after the pandemic, or at least lasting for now. So all the better to be able to present you on the radio.
However, even with the start of the pandemic, we've actually met on Zoom every week, and we still do it every week, pretty much every week. We get together for an hour or two online.
And can you sing that way?
It's really amusing. No.
Yeah. We sing happy birthday.
We sing happy birthday to people, but we know. Yeah, it's impossible.
I know there are supposedly some technologies that make that possible, but I've yet to see one, and I'd like to think I know that area pretty well. And we see some great mashups of people that seem to be singing together, but I think those are stitched together afterwards.
It doesn't work with a group this size.
Yeah, I don't see how it could. What would you like to do next?
So we're going to do another song from Bulgaria called Domile Mi Yagodo. And this is about a girl, thank you, Yagoda, who he went to visit her, and he's really in love with her. But she says to him, "Hey, I'm getting married. Can you be my best man?" And he's very unhappy at this point. So
these songs could be,
yeah, it's like, what?
Could be, you know, American hits there.
Yeah, you know, it's a universal thing,
yeah.
Right? Boy meets girl. Girl doesn't like him, but, you know, there's a problem. Or the other way around.
Red fez.
Yeah, red fez.
Stepping on the shoes. Just the same old story. Song of love and glory. Here again, the Balkan Babes and Bubs.
Don't be late, me, Yagoda.
Balkan Babes. And a question about that. When the instrumental break comes, the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, is that a time to dance, or is it simply a break, or it's just so, it's so much fun to hear that?
It's just a break, and you would be dancing the whole time.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. It's, to me, that's, maybe it's because of my love, quote unquote, for dance, but I would like choose one of those breaks and dance and sit back down. I love it, just sounds good. And hearing, you don't often hear clarinet, accordion, violin, and percussion the way you do. It was just really nice to.
It sounded like a real tragic song, didn't it? That's the thing.
Yeah, you're right.
The really tragic songs are these hot, peppy little, you know, things, and then the ones that are like really nice or like, you know, they don't sound like they are. So it's interesting part of the culture.
Does anybody know the song Timothy? Maybe not. But there's lots of U.S. hits that had up-tempo songs that ended up being about tragedies. We probably have time, I think, for two more. Or one more? One more is fine. Yeah. And I can't thank you enough, all of you, for being here today. It's really a delight. And I'm glad
it's not
Kathy.
Snowing.
Yeah, it's not snowing. I remember that storm quite well. I had a question for Kathy, really for any of you, but you mentioned learning some of these songs in camp growing up. Do those camps still exist?
They do, yes. There's two camps in particular that are associated with the East European Folklife Center. I believe their offices are in California, but there's a East Coast and a West Coast, and several of us have gone to the East Coast camp. It has been in West Virginia and Maryland. I think now it's in New York. I haven't been in several years, but that's where we really get our energy, our the learning, the songs, the things like that that just get so excited about wanting to learn some of these, and especially when they are dances as well.
Yeah, what a great time. Well, you've got one selection to finish up, and sure. Tell us about it.
Okay, so this song is called Makedansko Devojče. It is from Macedonia. So essentially, the theme of this song is that the most beautiful girl in the world is from Macedonia. Matter of opinion, I suppose. But in this song, the young man is saying that the woman makes his heart dance, and it is just a beautiful, beautiful tune. It is done to a lesnodo, which is, again, a dance that's often done at the end of a dance evening because it's nice and slow, a nice way to, you know, to bring your energy down. Anything more?
I just want to say that we're really lucky in Pittsburgh to live in an area with a rich group of cultural and ethnic heritages that that we can continue to promote and know that there are all sorts of other ethnic groups in our area that keep it alive. So I'm glad that we can share in that.
Thanks, Joe.
Absolutely.
Beyonce.